Is it right you do a whole podcast about keeping up appearances?
Yes.
Wow. All about keeping up appearances.
It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
There you go.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Keeping Up Appearances Euro 2024 specials. We are back again. We hope you've missed us. I'm sure you have. And we will start this week's episode again with the second installation of our new game, a summer special, Keeping Up Appearances. This week, Sean will take the lead, and he's promised us he's got a very fun question for us, so I'm sure we'll see how we do.
Thanks, Cal. So let's pick up then with Keeping Up Appearances. So Tosh started us off last week with a great game of teams that have been in a Euros final. So I've decided to have a look at players specifically, and I've looked at teams of the tournament. So over the course of Euros history, I would like you to tell me any player that's been named in more than one team of the tournament. So I thought it might be quite a nice one because you can just kind of guess good players, and odds are they've probably been named in team of the tournament more than once.
This is a good chance. This could be over very quickly, I reckon.
Well, yeah, if it is.
Either very quickly or it'll take ages.
So I'll do Tosh's technique and I'll go clockwise from me. So it's Tosh, Callum, Bob, and then back to Tosh. So would you like to go first, Tosh?
Yeah, go on. I'll go Iniesta.
Correct. 2008-2012. Callum.
I'll jump on that bandwagon and go Xavi.
Correct. Exact same tournament.
I'll go a bit more retro and go Luis Figo.
Correct. 2000 and 2004. Back to you, Tosh.
I'll try and go down the obvious route. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Correct. He's been in three. One of four players to be in three teams in tournament. 2004, 12 and 16.
I'll go Zidane.
Correct. 2000 and 2004. Bob?
I'll go for England's second best ever left back in Ashley Cole. Bollocks.
Unfortunately, Bob, you are out.
Had he back been in one? Tosh.
He might have been. I've only got the list of two or more.
I'm going to go Iker Casillas.
Correct. 2008 and 2012 again.
I'll go Henry.
Incorrect.
He would have been in 2000, but probably wouldn't have been 2004.
So is that Tosh's win then?
Yeah,
it's quick.
It was. My next guess. I was probably going to go down the Spain route. Would Ramos have been in there both?
No.
was Puyol? Puyol. I was going to say Puyol.
Nope.
Juan didn't Capdevilla. Play in 2012.
Who?
Capdevilla.
Nope.
Was Buffon, Sean?
Marcos Senna. Yeah.
I was trying to think who was like some of the earlier players who would have been. Would Platini have been in too? No.
No, so you're looking at like you've got like Dino's off, Beckenbauer, Yashin, Valentin Ivanov, never even heard of him.
No.
Dragan Zadzic.
No.
And then you've got Karl-Heinz Forster. You've got the penalty king, Andreas Bremer.
Oh.
Van Basten, Hullet, Desai.
See, I was going to say Van Basten, but I didn't think he'd have been in two.
He was in 88 and 92.
And they got to the semis in 92, I think.
Rui Costa, Balak, Philip Lahm. And then, go on, let's have another one to see if anyone can get any other player that's been in three. So we've had Ronaldo. One other is still playing. So Ronaldo and another are still playing.
Are they playing for their international team?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I'm not sure.
The three who's won the recent Euros, Portugal, Italy, won't be any of them, will it? Someone Spanish.
So I give you their countries.
Go on then.
Okay, so one of them's French. That's probably the hardest one. One's Italian. And the one currently playing is Portuguese.
Pepe.
Correct.
He's definitely still playing for the international.
Pete is great.
Sorry, I didn't watch it.
By the whole stadium.
I didn't watch
it. Wait, the 41. What years was the French one, Sean?
92, 96, 2000.
Deschamps.
No.
Good shout, though.
They're playing the Premier League. No, Desailly was two.
He did play in the Premier League, did you say 92? Lebeuf.
No.
Barthez.
No. You're getting closer.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not too sure. Who else was playing?
Play for United.
Laurent Blanc.
Correct. Yeah.
Jinx.
And the last one's a very famous Italian.
Hello?
Nope.
Maldini.
Yep.
That was a good one. That sounds very hard, though.
I know, but...
It's a good, I like your thinking.
Yeah. So I was going to pick teams of the tournament from the last two, but that would have been impossible. I just thought I'd go with, like, legends that you could name. So anyway, yeah, well played, Tosh.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my second guest later on in the episode. Okay, then. Thanks, Sean. So, a quick check-in from last week, and we had our favourite Euros teams from the past, and with 44% of the vote, I actually won that one with the Czech Republic team, or as they're now known, Cheche, from 2004. So, there you go, into the island, Poborski. Is it a different island for the Euros? Is it a slightly different one, do we think, or is it the same island with all the old lads?
No, I think it's the island, man.
Or is it like, you know, like when they use like students' accommodation, when the students have gone, all the other people like come home and like they use the students' accommodation in the summer for different things, maybe like...
No, Jason Kumas is there year round.
No, Kumas is there, obviously, he stays. He's like a rep now. he's always there, but off we go. Now, this week, we've had a quite creative idea, slightly different. You might have heard last week us discussing our like and dislike for the English national anthem. So... We this week have decided to come up each with an alternative, a national anthem for England. So if we were picking the national anthem, what would we pick and why? I went last week, I didn't go one of the last, I can step up. So I struggle with this one really. I'm one of the people who hates England's national anthem, and I was struggling to sort of what direction to go in. And I thought, what is a sport that gets the crowd going, and also England and the British Isles tend to do quite well in? And my thoughts came to darts. The first dart song they use often is, I think it's called Planet Funk, but obviously that doesn't have any words, so that was ruled out. I think when they go ITV, they have Chelsea Dagger, so I was thinking that'd be quite a good one for getting the crowd going, but the Fratellis are famously Scottish, so I don't think that would suit quite well. So I then just thought of a song that would, that sort of same vibe. And the song that I've come up with is Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. I just think it would get the crowd going. I think everyone knows the words. I think some of the words are quite apt for England about getting knocked down or getting knocked out, as they do every single tournament, and getting back up again. As no matter how England get knocked out the previous one, they come back thinking they're going to win the next one. And I just think, I think something that would get the crowd going. We spoke last week about Italy's national anthem and the way that you can see all the players going for it, the crowd going for it. And I think, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba would get everyone going. So that's my suggestion for England's new national anthem. Any thoughts?
I don't think I've ever heard it. I just love the name Chumbawamba. Oh, so
you will get knocked though. Down, but I get up again, and you're never going to keep me down.
Okay,
sorry, I should have made that clear for anyone who wasn't. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you wouldn't know it from the title if you didn't know that was the title. Actually, good point, Bob. Thank you,
Tosh. Can you sing all of ours today, please?
Absolutely,
especially mine.
Karaoke with Tosh.
Any other thoughts before we move it on, or swiftly moving on?
My issue is And I have thought about this for my guess. How does that go down on Remembrance Day?
I think it's quite apt on Remembrance Day.
What, when all the grieving widows are there?
Yep.
They've all got to sing about he drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a lager drink. Got to drink, they've got to sing that, have they?
It's how you deal with grief.
Think of Paul Gascoigne when they're singing that bit.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, do you know what? You're right, Tosh. Yeah, that'll go down really well.
As always, I wasn't Tosh there, is no. Right.
I think, yeah, I don't. You can't base everything on Remembrance Day, Sean.
Yeah.
No, that's always been your problem.
Wearing a poppy year round.
If it's a national anthem, it's got to cover all bases.
How many bases is it? Remembrance Day? That the one? The footy?
Well, that's quite a lot of bases.
Yeah, well, no, the footy one's covered. Everyone loves that one.
No, I agree with you. I think it's a good shout, but I'm not sure the veterans would like it.
I know, but they're going to be gone soon.
That's a good point. Very good point.
Very good point.
Yeah. And as we know, the current soldiers will love it. They always play the Chumbawamba.
That's Duffy.
Right, go on then. Who's stepping up next? Follow that, as they say in the business.
Go on, do you want me to?
Yeah, because I reckon yours will be a good one, Sean. You'll have put some thought into it.
I actually have, and I'll be honest, if I don't walk this poll, I'll be fuming. I think this should actually be like on someone's, what do you call it?
Manifesto.
It should be on someone's manifesto. It's that good.
Well, they're all gobshites, aren't they, Sean? So you've shot yourself in the foot there.
Well, maybe I should run. And my only...
I'd vote for you.
Yeah, my only kind of argument is this song as national anthem.
So, I like it.
I think this song, other than being just absolutely unbelievable song, I think it's the most like quintessentially British or English song ever. In that, it kind of like, in a weird way, it sums up life in England, but is also the catchiest song ever, and it can also make you cry. And the song I'm talking about is the JCB song by Nizloppy.
Yeah, sold.
It's honestly unbelievable. I think when you really look into the lyrics, not that it's a particularly hard song to understand, but I think it's so English because it's just a very nostalgic song, which English people like to do. They like to kind of think about past glories. There's a little boy in a JCB with his dad, and as an adult, he's thinking back to how great life used to be, which is what English people do. Think about years ago when England was great, when we were winning stuff or when we were winning battles and stealing from people. English people love doing that. And that's effectively what this little boy is doing in the JCB with his dad. And I think that could play into Remembrance Day, which I'm covering, because again, your past glories of your war and your sport as well, because it's very much across both parts. I think if you were doing it at Remembrance Day, you've got your first two verses, which are lovely and soft, where it's just like he's just in the JCB, he's talking about traffic jams, which again is very British. In it, his dad says, my dad's probably had a bloody hard day. Give me a song more English than that, or a lyric more English than that. So I think put them in for Remembrance Day. But then at the footy, or an event like that, you'd have maybe the second chorus before it goes a bit quiet, and then it comes in with the face melter. Said I'm Luke, I'm 5, and my dad's Bruce Lee. And I'm telling you now,
that would be so good at the footy.
It'd be unbelievable. It would be better than like the Italians and that. Imagine all the English fans like giving it all that, singing about dad being Bruce Lee. Honestly, it'd go off. And I think if you want to get the English fans up and the players up, that's what you need to do. So other than all of those reasons, I'd love to hear it more because it's a great song. And I actually don't know anyone that doesn't like it. So all the people that are anti-royal, I don't know how you could be anti-royal if every time the royals are mentioned, you get to sing the JCB song. That's all I'd need. I'd be made up with that. So,
I think you've ruined that song for me now, Sean.
No, it hasn't won yet, Bob. Yeah, when it wins, you can ruin it.
Yeah, emphasis on the word yes, because it's waltzing straight there.
So yeah, there's my argument.
I read a really nice interview with, is it Nuzloppy?
Yeah.
The people behind that band on how they wrote the song and what it means to them and stuff like that. I'll send it to you because it is a really nice article.
Yeah, it's just a lovely song. Yeah. There's so many layers.
I've got a couple of problems.
Oh, God.
Standard.
No, I actually do like the song, and I remember the song being out. My first one is similar with mine, actually, which is like the name Nuzloppy and Chumbawamba, all the gamins who support England, they're going to think that sounds like a foreigner singing it.
Yeah, especially Nuzloppy is very German.
That's what I'm saying. So that's my first problem. I also think, I actually think it'd be quite a difficult song for people to keep in time to. The bits of the verse, I think you'd have to jazz it up a bit. So I think you wouldn't get people singing it at the same time. If you know what I mean, the way he sings that.
Because he sometimes goes a bit offbeat.
Yeah, but even like, the way he sings it and also the fast bit at the end, it might be too fast.
No. Well, do you need to practice it in schools then?
That's a good point.
Just like every day. Sing Nuzloppy.
Yeah. And then you go.
Like how Americans pledge allegiance.
Yeah. Miss, is it JCB song time? Yep. You betcha. And then you just practice it
all day, every day.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good shout. Very well thought out.
Like it.
Yeah.
And you could all, as this takes away from the artist, but if you don't want to offend the gamins, you could just get like Noel Gallagher to cover it.
Gary Barlow.
Oh, yeah, he's more Brexit-y, Noel Gallagher or Gary Barlow.
It's Gary Barlow, definitely. Yeah. Get Barlow on it.
He'd make it so boring, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ruin it. I take it back. It's got a Nuzloppy or bust.
I reckon you get like Gareth Malone and his choir to do it, Sean.
Yeah.
That's all the winners. People love that. And you'd get like a documentary out of making it.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Yeah. I think, as always, a good shout from Sean. Callum or Bob, any preference?
I don't mind going next.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, I think, firstly, I think that was a good shot by Sean. I think it's a great song. And I think possibly leans more towards the Remembrance Day than the football. It's tossing like more towards football than Remembrance Day. Maybe you can have joint.
No, mine hits every box.
I mean, and you're also saying that along the lines of that all these veterans are going to be made up to be singing about JCBs on Remembrance Day. I know it's more suitable than mine, but it's not completely suitable.
They could use the imagery. It's not a JCB. It's like
a metaphor.
Spitfire or something.
Yeah, it's a metaphor for all of the hardship you went through.
Exactly.
On the Somme.
But I'm going to go with the song that I think probably is more down Tosh's path than Sean's. Song released in 1998. The music written by some big English names. Blair bassist Alex James and Guy Pratt. And the lyrics written by comedian Keith Allen. I am going to buff forward Vindaloo as England's new national anthem. I think it is a perfect song to get people up for the football. I love that song at any sort of international tournaments that come up. I think it's a great, great, great football song. I think it was originally like meant to be like a parody on football songs, and it blew up. I just think that the lyrics are great. As Sean said before, with the JCB song and sort of harping back to English life, I think that kind of describes English life in a way as well. Obviously, the video is fantastic. Maybe they could beam the video. Maybe in Remembrance Day, the video could be like projected onto like, I don't know, Buckingham Palace, like they did for the Queen's birthday. In that show, I don't know. But and they'd sing like a slower version, violins or something. I don't know. I think at the football, once you get the crowd singing, at the players that sing it, they get everyone involved, everyone riled up. And I think, I don't know anyone who doesn't like it, to be honest, although Sean was kind of shaking his head when I nominated it. So maybe Sean might be the only person in the world who doesn't like it.
I wouldn't want to see Harry Kane try and say the word Vindaloo, to be honest with you.
haven't we also all seen Sean singing this on karaoke?
No, you've seen me shout it.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No, Carl, I really like the song. I just... you two have just done like unofficial England songs.
That's an unofficial England song, man.
No, as in like it's like linked to the footy now. I don't mean like unofficial.
Oh, I
just
see.
Mean,
yeah.
It's almost unofficially become an England song.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. So that's like
already
the next
like
progression, isn't it?
National anthem.
Yeah. Like, no, but I don't know. I think someone's going to go for like, unless Bob's doing it, like Michelle McManus or something. Which
she's Scottish. She's Scottish, isn't she?
Yeah, it was probably written by an Englishman. That's all that matters.
I think it's the song's natural progression, to be honest.
She'd love to talk about Vindaloo as well, to be fair.
she'd do a cover of it. So yeah, I'm going with Vindaloo, which I think is I actually think it's the best football song. Like sort of that type, like football, in like World Cup, Euros, international song. And I think it'd be a great national anthem. I think everyone would sing that. Everyone. I could even see little Prince George loving it as well, to be honest. Then.
What about that Remembrance Day, though, Cal?
He's a prick.
How would it go down? How would it go down with the Commonwealth?
No, I think they'd like it.
Vindaloo would go down with the Commonwealth.
But would they maybe be offended by
it? Diverse? No.
I don't think. Yeah,
it'd
defend the gammons, really, wouldn't it? Yeah. Rather than the Commonwealth.
It might be too woke, actually, now you say it.
Stop this woke nonsense.
Yeah, I suppose you are right, Sean. Similar to mine, I think. But, yeah, no, you are right, Callum. Everyone loves Vindaloo.
And we all like Vindaloo, yeah.
As anyone else. You've
got the words on.
Right then, go on, Bob. Wrap us up.
Okay, I will do. Did we ever do that Maroon 5 on after Scoop? Was it Scoop?
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't.
You saying best there, Bob the Builder's best trucks there, or is that, the Maroon 5? Or?
No, it's just because that's how I was going to link it in. So I think me and Tosh were probably the most anti God Save Sausage Fingers last week. So I'm going to continue on the royal theme, or rather the anti-royal theme. Obviously, England is home to the greatest songwriters ever, but I'm not going to go for any of those. I'm going to go for an absolutely despicable human being. And I've accidentally just clicked on the song on Spotify, so I might actually end up getting arrested soon. I'm going to go for I'm the Leader of the Gang, in brackets I Am, by Gary Glitter. It should need no explanation, really, but Prince Andrew's a big P, though, so that's why I'm going for Gary Glitter. End of discussion.
You put no thought into these, do you, Bob? Andrew's a P, though. Done.
Yeah, but what else do we need to say?
The lyrics of the JCB song for this segment.
Sean, why say something in 2 minutes you can say in 10 seconds?
Exactly,
you know what?
I'm efficient. And I don't actually know. I'm not going to search the lyrics of this song because I'll end up in the back of a police van in about 5 minutes flat.
Yeah.
Sure. So I'm not doing much research into the song. I'm just doing it because of the artist in inverted commas and his shared traits with Prince Andrew, and probably most of the royal family for that matter.
And as we say, Spencer on Phoenix Nights did it.
Exactly.
Where do you stand on the fact that Glitter's going to get royalties?
I was thinking that was my point.
Oh, Bob.
From it.
Apologist. Gary Glitter apologist. Bob. That's all he is.
You're lying in the pocket to Gary Glitter.
That was your decision.
Get Gary Barlow to sing it.
Get Gary Barlow to sing it.
Gary Barlow singing them all.
Imagine when Gary Barlow gets...
He'll do like an X Factor kind of audition process.
Imagine when he gets the phone call saying you've been picked to do the national anthem, but you have got to sing Gary Glitter.
It'll get you an ISO. Yeah.
Do you know what? I wish there was some AI, or I wish I was good on AI. Do you know what to get? The technology like Gary Barlow can sing all these songs. I'd be boss. I'd love to hear it.
I think you could. I reckon you could.
Yeah. I don't think I'm there, though.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Right, that's a tough choice, that. I thought I was going to walk this, but maybe not.
Are we saying the obvious one is, like, people always saying Jerusalem, or is there another obvious one?
Can't say Jerusalem in current times.
Because I was saying, since I won Maroon 5 last week, am I getting the right to boot one out?
Oh, you are, yeah. But we need to know what the obvious one is before you can boot one of us out.
I think the obvious one is Jerusalem. That's the one people always say.
Okay,
but... And it's a serious one.
Yeah, boot Jerusalem out in solidarity.
It's my decision, actually, Bob, so... right then. So just for those listeners who maybe didn't hear, the winner of last week's Maroon 5 gets the chance to boot out maybe a competitor or maybe the worst one. So just to clarify, I'm picking between Tub Thump and JCB Song and the leader of the gang, Vindaloo or Jerusalem. I think I am this time I'm going to boot out the original one because I wouldn't want that to be the national anthem. I quite like the idea of it being something different, so I'm going to boot out Jerusalem this time. I was thinking of booting Callum's out because it was probably most similar to mine, and we might split the vote. But yeah, I'll boot out Jerusalem this time. Keep all of, or is that a bit rubbish because it's done nothing to what we usually do?
I'll be honest, I want the drama. Just not mine. Just don't boot mine out.
Go on then, I'll change my mind. I'll boot Callum's out. Only Callum, because I actually think it's a good shout. And I think...
I think it's
splitting the votes. What?
You want people engaging?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tag James the McLean.
And all also, we'd be sending Gary Glitter to the island as well. So we'd get him off
the island with Cal next door.
No one's going to vote for him.
Exactly.
I think people actually might. That's why I'm worried.
It's bad if we get new listeners next week and we're saying, "Oh, well done to Gary Glitter." That's going to be a problem.
Big problem.
So yeah, Callum, you've been booted out. You've lost this week.
That's so terrible.
That if you go to X to vote on the poll, the four that you're going to be picking from are Tub Thumpin' by Chumbawamba, JCB Song by Niz Loppy, and the leader of the gang by Gary Glitter, and Jerusalem by
Gary Barlow.
That's like, it's also like Jerusalem's like an unofficial anthem for the England cricket team as well. Like, they sing that at the start of every day, so it sort of fits in. But yeah, head over to X and get your vote in, please, and we'll see which song is going to be the soundtrack to Jason Kumas's next few weeks. Right, moving on to keeping up appearances with Sean.
I'm so glad that happened. You can get your own back, Cal.
I think it's a disgrace, to be honest. Well, there we go. I'm sure the fans will tell us on Twitter when they spam and comment of where's Vindaloo on the plane.
The best part is if... Because we've booted Callum out, he can't possibly win Maroon 5 this week, so we just keep booting Callum out. He never get the chance to get back in.
That's a great idea.
<It's fine.
laughs> You could never win, so we could just boot Callum out continuously.
Yeah, I thought the whole voting system should have been put to a vote, but yeah, there we go.
Nah.
What do you mean?
Booting someone out.
Yeah, it's a bit of drama, Cal.
And if you booted off 2 weeks in a row, you actually booted off the podcast as well.
Yeah. Tosh will be picking bad ones next 2 weeks.
Tosh will be tanking the next 2 weeks.
We can go. Right, let's pick our teams then. So we've decided to try and work our way through this year's Euros teams. So we've picked four brand new teams this week. We've got Scotland in the wheel, Portugal, Poland and Belgium. So obviously no one wants Poland. Let's see how we get on. And it has landed on Belgium.
It's a relief.
Yeah, I know. I mean, not for me because I'll still bomb, but still. Any thoughts on Belgium in general?
Yeah, obviously we've got quite a few connections to Belgium, haven't we? Sort of being Evertonians, sort of now. And in the past, obviously, Anana has sort of been featuring quite heavily for Belgium so far. I mean, I don't know what the other lads think of him. I think he's frustrating. I think he's obviously like very good player inside of him somewhere, but I just don't think he's shown it for Everton this season. But yeah, whether he'll be still with us come the end of the transfer window after the Euros, depending on how the rest of his tournament goes, will remain to be seen. But yeah, I think he seems to perform for Belgium, I think, more than he does for Everton.
Probably helps him being around a few world-class players rather than some of the rubbish we've got to deal with. I think he has shown it in very small spells at Everton. And as you say, there's clearly a very good player in there. He's got all the physical attributes you could possibly want for a box-to-box midfielder, just the consistency. But put him in a better team, I think he'd be absolutely brilliant.
I think you're right. I think, like, as a six or whatever, you're probably, I don't know, everything leans towards him being like an 80 million plus sort of world-class six. But I don't know. And I think that's a frustrating thing. And I think that's why he annoys me so much at Everton, is that the fact that you know he's probably very, very, very good.
Yeah.
But he just hasn't done it enough. And there's times where you want to take the game by the scruff of the neck a bit, and you think, like, you could just run this game if you wanted.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't seem to do that enough for Everton. But as you said, he's put a couple of good performances in for Belgium, and even like in the prep for the Euros, he's played all right.
And he did have that absolutely brilliant moment in the post-match interview as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he had to go with the reporter.
So good.
His voice change was great, man.
Incredible. He speaks better English than I do.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, obviously Belgium are, you know, a great team, like the great players around them, and you know, obviously some of the big players, Lukaku, obviously that have been connection, then past players, which maybe we shouldn't name too many of, but there might be some guesses.
Just in case.
Yeah, so maybe to not go too deep into the chat.
I was just going to ask, who's your favourite Everton Belgian?
Yeah, I think we might be best to keep our cards close to our chest with this.
Okay, we can do that.
We got out the number. We can do it post guessing.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So on that note, Sean, before any of us get ourselves into any cheating territory, do you want to tell us what the number is?
Yep. 1 minute. So as last week, and with all internationals, we change our parameters. So it's between 1 and 120 caps for your country. So obviously this week is Belgium. Let's see what number we're going to get. It's 82.
Like the golden generation seems to have been the golden generation for absolutely ages, and loads of them probably made upwards or very close to 100, haven't they?
Yeah, potentially. Have we got a song of the week?
Is Belgium's national anthem any good?
I can't
remember. Are there any artists from Belgium that you can think of?
Don't know. Let me Google them.
I just do the theme tune to Tintin.
Mate, Belgium singers are few and far between.
What was Belgium's Eurovision?
Doesn't Amadou Onana can actually sing, can't he? Try and find one of his tracks.
Although have you ever heard of the singer called Stromae? Who did that?
Belgian Stormzy or something.
Yeah. Sorry, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And he also had that song called Papaoutai, which is a banger. I thought he was French.
I thought he was French. The tall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Could they put a lot of dance? That's good.
He's apparently he's Belgian.
Right. Okay. We'll go with that one. That a lot. Whatever it's called.
No, I want to go Papaoutai.
Okay, go Papaoutai.
If we were going to do alternative national anthems, I was going to put France as Papaoutai because I think it's unbelievable.
But now it's not French.
But now he's Belgian, so yeah, unlucky. So right, you can either choose one of the songs that you liked from our Maroon 5, or you can listen to Stromae, Papaoutai, and if you want, Google the lyrics because it'll make you cry. But you won't when you listen to the French version. An absolute rammer.
What's the number again? 82.
I can't remember.
Okay, I think I've settled.
Go on, I've got about five. I'll do what I, I'll Go with one of them.
Go on then.
You all got one?
Yeah, I've got two names, one of which, if someone says me first one, no one will have me second one, I don't think, because I've got no idea. He could have played 8 times or 150.
Okay.
Is it Richard Goff?
Oh, I wish you'd have had Scotland, now.
He would have probably been about 300, wouldn't he?
I know. He's 300 years of age, to be fair.
When he signed for Everton.
Yeah. Right, time's up then. Let's get our answers in. So, anyone like to go first?
I've got a few, so I don't mind waiting.
Go ahead, Tosh. Do you want to go? Because you've only got two.
Yeah, go on. I'll sort of, obviously doing it quite quick fire, really. I think I've got an old one, which is a goalkeeper. I remember we used to watch a video of the World Cup 1986. He was a bit of a character. I also think he was the goalkeeper when Everton beat Bayern Munich in 1985, called Jean-Marie Pfaff. But again, as I was just saying, he could have, like, that could have been his only time he ever played for Belgium, so I'm going to avoid him, and I'm going to go for partner of someone who was playing for Belgium the other night. Jan Vertonghen was playing the other night. I suspect he might be too hard. I was going to go Toby Alderweireld as just someone who, I think, the fact he's not playing and Vertonghen is, maybe he's less than 100, but I suspect he'll be high numbers. But not actually sure.
Yeah, he was one of mine, to be fair. Callum?
Yeah, I've had a couple of Everton-linked ones, as we alluded to before. But I won't go with Everton. I'll go stick to form and go a current one who I think scored the other day. I'll go with Tielemans, who I think he would have got enough. I think he's been there at the right time where he's played in tournaments where they've gone quite far, especially in like the Nations League and stuff, and he's centre midfield.
He's been knocking about the Nations League.
Yeah, so yeah, he seems to be knocking about a bit. I think was it Anderlecht he played for?
I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I remember I used to sign him years ago on, like, FIFA and that.
He was so good. He was so good shooting on FIFA, weren't he?
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking, like, coming through Anderlecht, he's probably maybe picked earlier than maybe other players would have been, like, they're sort of a big Belgian club, so...
The only problem is they would have had a lot of depth there, wouldn't they? That would be my thinking. But, yeah, I think you're probably right, Cam. I think your logic's very good.
You'll see. Great player as well.
Right, go on, I'll go next, Bob.
Okay.
I think mine are all very obvious, which I don't know if that means they're going to be too high or not. But I'm going to make a decision and go for Vincent Kompany.
Ah, bollocks.
Oh. If Bob's going for it, that must be a good sign.
Well, the logic with Vincent Kompany was that he probably should have made upwards of 100 if he wasn't so injury prone.
Yeah, that was my thinking as well.
What a player as well.
What a manager.
Go ahead, Bob. Star charge.
Torn between who I'm going for now. Okay, I've settled now. Player that he may have even been mentioned as a street, don't forget, fairly recently, but I'm going to go for Moussa Dembele, or Dembele, however you pronounce his name.
He was mine. As in, on street, don't forget. Yeah.
Ah, right, okay. See, do you remember the podcast sometimes? And,
yeah, Callum said he didn't apply.
What a player. So he was probably the first name on the team sheet for about 5 or 6 years, maybe, and then kind of faded when he left Tottenham, so again, could have maybe has made quite a few more than that, but longevity of his career just suggests that he was close to 100.
Right, nice one. Who's checking?
I think Tosh said he was, but have you started, Tosh?
Yeah, I've started, yeah. It's quite difficult. I can't get up the stairs, so I'm not on the desk.
Do you want me through it?
No, I've done two.
I wonder why you're holding the mic.
Trying to channel Andy Gray for this one today. Okay, then, results are in. Let's say three good guesses, one pretty bad guess. And unusually, Sean, I'm going to give you a hint. Yours is not the bad guess.
Ooh, get in.
The bad guess came from myself, who was 45 out with Toby Alderweireld, who made 127 appearances.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, really. But
wow.
Yeah, I need to check my other one, because that would have been the greatest shout ever. Jean-Marie Pfaff was better.
How'd you spell that, Tosh?
Well, Jean-Marie, the French way, and then Pfaff is P-F-A-F. But yeah, he could be just as far out. I imagine he'd be less of anything. The other three guesses, though, are very good. So we had, in third place, 13 out, was Youri Tielemans, Callum. So he had 69 appearances.
Way.
And the last two, both in single figures. The person in second place, 7 out with 89 appearances, Vincent Kompany. And means the winner, Moussa Dembélé. And for the second time in Keeping Up Appearances history, was bang on the money. 82.
Guess him. As if.
Moussa Dembélé, 82. Bob spot on.
Time.
That's insane, Bob.
64 for Pfaff.
That still would have been last anyway. That makes me feel better.
Can't believe that.
That's,
I've taken your answer and sent you down and getting it spot on.
Yeah,
would you have said Moussa Dembélé next as well, Sean?
I didn't even know he's Belgian. So no.
Song of the week all over again, Sean.
To be fair, we didn't know he's Belgian. That could have been one of your guesses.
He went to school with Stromae.
Yeah, fair play, Bob.
I think we had all that, Bob.
Bob's also been, if I remember rightly, I think over two guesses we're doing goal difference. Bob's score will be one over 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's the one problem out last is with the new scoring system, you don't get any benefits of being spot on, do you?
I like it. So I'm still the only person to get 5 points. So, so well, it's all well and good doing it in pre-season, Bob.
Right, so our league table so far, two games in, and we've already got quite a bit of disparity, but that's why the new scoring system works. So in last position is Tosh with a goal difference of 47. Then joint second is actually Callum and Sean on 29. And then Bob is at the top with a goal difference of 1, which is just insane.
It's all going to go downhill from there.
Well,
probably
yeah.
Not based on the whole season, like.
Oh, is it? So can you score?
Because you've got Sean chasing you, I think you're all right.
So is the scoring system permanent now? Or is it just for the Euros?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see where I finish before determining whether.
Fair enough.
Thanks for tuning in to this second episode of our Euro 2024 specials. Bob with an absolutely unbelievable shout to Keeping Up Appearances this week with, on the nose, Moussa Dembélé, and a few other decent shouts from Sean and myself and Tosh, sort of a bit behind, but I'm sure he'll come back in the future weeks to close the gap. But Sean can be very proud of himself with that Vincent Kompany shout. Although he probably put Bob onto the win there. But yeah, keep in touch with our socials. Please head over to our X to vote on Maroon 5 this week. And if you do feel offended by that Findaloo isn't on the vote, please make sure the lads know that in the comments, please, and sort of vote with your feet, possibly.
And yeah. Vote with your feet.
And yeah, please look at our TikTok. Follow, share, like, comment. We're trying to build our social media following. And we'll be coming with more new content as much as possible. So yeah, hopefully you're enjoying the Euros. Keep watching. Keep tuning into our podcast. We've got a couple more to go for the rest of the Euros. Then we'll be having a little break and then leading into the 24-25 season. So yeah, keep up the support and we appreciate it. See you later.
Yeah. I can only like so many TikToks.
What else are you liking? All the cricket?
Yeah, and a bit of golf now. And these like music quiz ones. And this the last one's the record shop in Coventry.
And what do they do?
Just do TikToks.
Of what? Listening to music?
Doing quiz. Rockabye.
Oh,
absolute legends. Yeah. Did you like listen to that?
Should have gone on the way back from your Chelsea game the other week.
How long could have gone during the first half?